morning, scriptures are short, to the point. Matthew 7th chapter 13 and 14. Matthew 7th chapter. When you find it, say amen. 13th verse. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth it to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. May the Lord end blessing the reading of the word. Again, Lord, as we come to you, we come empty. But we depend upon you, Father, for the words that we need this morning. Most of all, Lord, we pray that each of us, O God, will just open our heart and listen to what you have for us. For Lord, we know that as we read the verses, Lord, that your message is there for us if we will just hear it. We ask you, God, to be with each one of us in this congregation this morning. Lord, just give us a newness, an assurance that you are ever so near to us. We ask these things, Father, in Jesus Christ. Amen. The verses I read are quite familiar to everybody. And you know, as we assemble ourselves together, it would be so easy for me to be discouraged. When I look back over and see all the empty seats that we have here, as Cindy mentioned this morning in the Sunday school class, we see our church just dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. It seems as if we have either become overconfident in our salvation, for we think we have all kinds of time. No hurry. We can just do as we please. But you know, folks, we have got, we must rekindle that fire that He gave us within our heart. We must do it. If we do not, we're going to die. We're going to just dwindle away and die. We're going to put everything of this world in front of Jesus Christ. Everything that we can imagine, whether it be going to Walmart or whatever it might be, is going to take the place of Jesus Christ in our life. We can think of all kinds of things, and when people don't show up for church, and you say to them, "I missed you last Sunday," then boy, you'll start hearing excuses. You'll start hearing this, you'll start hearing that, you can hear anything you want to hear, but all of them, with the exception of sickness or emergency, are choices that we make. We choose whom we will serve. The scriptures that I read to you, it tells of a road that we travel. And it seems today that broad is that road to destruction. You get out, and I'm thinking as I'm reading them words that it's a little like a highway or a large road. Don knows all about this because he travels in the big old truck all the time, you know. And you get into the flow, and maybe there'll be six or eight lanes there going all in one direction, and it just seems like it's just hectic, you know, everybody's going in the same direction. And it reminds me of maybe being out here on a lesser road, but well traveled. And as you're going down this road, everybody seems to be going, the same direction. But you come down the road there, and then there's a tiny little poplar, just a little bitty road, not well traveled at all. May not even be paved, maybe gravel, maybe mud. But you see this little road, and it doesn't mean a whole lot. And as the traffic is going by, they didn't even notice. There's not even a sign there. But as the traffic goes by, they go whiz right on by. They open the sea. What the scriptures would say, broad is the way that leads to destruction. One of the commentators that I read on this said, it's like a funnel. He said, you take a funnel and you set it with the large end up, the funnel down into a narrow part. And boy, you can just put a whole lot of stuff in top of that thing. And it'll go on down through it, it comes out the small end. But you know, it kind of gets restricted in there. It kind of clamps together. And it makes a whole bunch of stuff in one. It's just exactly the same way as it is in this world. The broad road, it's easy to get into. It's there. And you look out about and all these things that would distract people, that would take the place of this Sunday morning service, all of these things are just like a big funnel. It's pulling people in. Even the schools today schedule things on Sunday morning to take the place of church. We allow it. There are so many activities that takes the place of church services on Sunday morning. It's just like a huge funnel. But let me tell you, those things that are taking the place of church services on Sunday, taking the place of our Lord Jesus Christ, lead to destruction, to a hell. You put it all together and it all comes out the bottom end, and it's tiny, it's little, headed right straight for hell. Turn around. Turn that funnel upside down. Put the little end up. Well, brother, let me tell you. You ever try to put anything little end of a funnel? It don't work too good. It's hard to do. You put that little end up and well, there's not a whole lot of purpose in it, is it? Why in the world would anybody want to turn a funnel upside down? But it's hard to do. It's hard to put anything in, but once you get it in there, then it has all kinds of room to expand. See? It has all kinds of room to grow. Not constricted, but to grow. Exactly the same way with the church today. It's hard. It's hard to get into the small end of the funnel with all this other stuff that's going on around there today. It's hard to get yourself out of it, out to church on Sunday morning with all the rest of the activities that's going on. It's hard to do. It's hard to get people today to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. It's hard. It's hard to do. But once they realize that they became a part of the church, and they get into that small end of the funnel. Once they get in there and start through that, it opens up. Blessings flow. People grow. There's no end to it. The farther down that funnel you go, the wider it gets until it just opens up completely. Just like that little road. You get down this road and you see this one little road. That is the road that Jesus Christ is talking about. He's talking about that small road that people avoid. They don't want to enter. Why would I want to walk on a rough and rocky country road when there's this highway going right practically same place. It looks like the same place, but here's this little road. And this little road that Jesus Christ is talking about is that road to eternity. That road that leads to heaven itself. That little road, and believe me, folks, it is rocky. It is rough. It's full of holes. It's full of stuff that will deter you. Tell me that living a Christian life is smooth and easy, and I want to see it. Because I find that when I was traveling that super highway out there along with everybody else, I didn't care. I'm just free to bird, you know, do anything I want to because it didn't bother me. But boys, when Christ got a hold of my life and he sent me on that little narrow road, when he done that, everything happened. It seemed like a whole world just crushes me. It just comes in upon you. Yeah, it's rough, it's rocky, it's hard. It's not an easy life. Don't let anybody tell you it's a bed of roses, because it is not. It's tough. But, you know, when you start down that road, you've got to help. You got someone to guide. You got someone to take. It will be rough, but he'll carry you through. You may go into a pothole or something, he'll bring you out on the other side. Yes, better for it. There was a story. I love this story. You remember Rod Serling? The guy that the group Twilight Zone. Yes, that was it. He had one where I just loved it. And it was a story of, I may have told you this before, but anyhow, I'm going to do it again. Anyway. But it was a story of a wagon train in ancient, back in early American times, where they were going across the country with wagon trains. And one of the little girls took very sick, very, very sick. And they didn't know what to do about it, but she was just on the verge of death. And as he wrote this story, they didn't know what to do, but the father said to the daughter, she said, I'm going to go try to find help. See if I can find a doctor. Find help. So he lit out and went across a hill, a mountain. And as he crossed that mountain, he also crossed a time zone. And he went from that day into the present modern age that we live in. Of course, when he got in, he was just stymied, he didn't know what to think. But he found there he needed a doctor. And he gave the doctor the symptoms that his daughter had. He recognized it immediately what the problem was and gave him some medicine for it. But he went from one time zone into another. And as he went back, he carried that medicine with him. Back over the mountain, he went back to the wagon train. He gave him the medicine that he was here. I love that story. But you know, to me, that was exactly the same thing as the scripture was speaking about today, of that broad and that narrow road. When we take that narrow road, it's rough and it's rocky. But you know, when you climb up that narrow road and go through all the pains and all the troubles that we have here, seems like they'll never end. But it gets real rough and it gets real rocky as we climb that mountain. But boy, when you stop over the top, you're looking into Canaan's land. You're looking into a land of milk and honey where everything is just exactly right, where everything is perfect. When you cross that mountain, well, folks, I don't know about you, but I'm climbing that mountain. It's rough, and it's rocky, and sometimes it's discouraging, and your best friend sometimes will turn against you because they don't know this Jesus. You'll find that your crowd has changed. You'll find that it's a different world. And it's tough. But yet we climb. Because we know through the promises of God that when we reach that top and start down on the other side, we're going into an eternity of paradise. Absolutely. On the other hand, those that stayed on that broad road, that super highway, took them right down that road, and the first thing you know, they start running out of the highway, and it becomes narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower, and that big old truck hadn't finally gone. You know? All these oppositions, no help! Once you start down that road to destruction, you don't get that help from the Almighty. Because you turned your back when you went the wrong way. And the first thing you know, we find ourselves squeezed in, just like that bubble. We find ourselves just squeezed together in a church. There's so many today that are in that squeeze. They're right down there where that destruction comes, and what's left? The end thereof is death. The choice we make, but the choice was made way back up the road there. When we decided to take the broad road that has the fun, the pleasures, all this, yeah, we can enjoy all this life. We have a great time. We can live any kind of a life we like, whether it's approved of God or not. We can take all the pleasures of sin. We can do all this. That broad road, we can do that. We can make that choice back there. But believe me, folks, down the road, you pay the price. You pay the price that leads unto death. When all the time you remember back there, oh boy, if I'd have just took that little old narrow road back there. If I'd have just took that. This morning, I ask you the question. If we would like to have a new generation within ourselves, we can't. We must. We must take the new stance. We've got to do it. We've got to stand up. We've got to take over. We've got to lift the name of Jesus. We've got to perform the very best that we possibly can for Jesus Christ. We've got to do it. Because there's so many people out there depending upon this church. Yes, they are. You don't know it. They don't know it. But if we get ourselves where God can use us, things will happen. If we are complacent, if we think, well, yeah, I serve my duty. I come out here, I spend an hour on Sunday morning. That's good. Yes, indeed. That's good. It may take you to heaven. May take you to heaven. It may do it, but it may cause that other one out there to go to hell. Think about it. We need to stir within us, within ourselves, a newness, a determination. Because folks, believe me, time is short. I just celebrated my 75th birthday here a couple of weeks ago. I didn't think I'd live that long. Probably a lot of you wish I hadn't. Nevertheless, time, it just seems like yesterday. When I was just a little lad, red hair, just causing a lot of problems there. My little hometown, that mean little kid. Yeah? And it just seems like yesterday. Just turn around twice and here I am, nearing the end of my life. But you know, time does slip away quick. And we don't have much time. Folks, if you're going to do anything for the Lord, you best get with it. Because, as He said in His Word, we don't know the time. It will come upon us as a thief in the night. It's here. It's ever present before us. If we're going to do anything for the Lord, we best get with it. We put off things. We say, oh, boy, that would be fun. That'd be nice. That would be good. you know, if I would do this or if I would do that in the church, if I would take part in here or there or someplace else, if I teach a class, if I sing a song, if I would testify, if I would do this or if I would do that, yeah. But we put it off. We put it off. Let's not put it off too long. Because one day, if God has prompted you to do something and you did not do it, you're going to have to answer. You're going to have to tell him, well, why didn't you? You know, he said there in his word, he said, those that would give a cup of water in my name, does it also unto me? Yes, exactly the same thing. Yeah, I keep harping on this, don't I? Yeah, and I'm going to harp on it until I see some action. You know, it's good to say, well, we need this, we need that, we need all this and that and the other thing. Yes, it is good. We do need this. Now, let's do it. Let's just do it. Starting right now. When the invitation is given, everybody hit the floor. Everybody bow on your knees and say, God, what would you have me to do? Period. End of story. No, we'll sit and we'll say, oh, he's talking about me. He's talking about them other people. No. God doesn't talk to other people. He talks to me. Yes. This morning, we're going to hold communion here in a little bit. And everybody in this room will probably take part. And that means that we are accepting Jesus Christ within us. We're going to be obedient to what he wants us to do for that moment. Then after that, that's over, so I go back to my old ways. It don't work that way. When we say, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do, he means just that. And until we do it, we're going to be miserable. We're going to be rooting up in a rough road. Road's rough enough when you're doing the right thing. But when you're going against what God would have you to do, it is terrible. We find ourselves sometimes in a position that we don't like to be in. Point is this. Find out what God wants you to do and do it. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We ask, Father, that you would just look upon us, search our heart, make us, Lord, what you want us to do. Lord, not what somebody else can do, but what can I do? What can I do to help my church? What can I do, Lord, to help to see some of these lost souls saved? Help me, Father, to overcome my fears. Help me, Father, to just be obedient, because I can't do it on my own. Take us, Lord.